The first reading is a reading from the Acts of the Apostles. The word of God continued to spread and grow. After Barnabas and Saul completed their relief mission, they returned to Jerusalem, taking with them John, who was called Mark. Now there were in the church of Antioch prophets and teachers: Barnabas, Simon, who was called Niger, Lucius from Cyrene, Manon, who was a close friend of Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. While they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, "Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them." Then, completing their fasting and prayer, they laid hands on them and sent them off. So they, sent forth by the Holy Spirit, went down to Seleucia, and from there sailed to Cyprus. When they arrived in Salamis, they proclaimed the word of God in the Jewish synagogues. The word of the Lord. O God, let all the nations praise you. O God, let all the nations praise you. May God have pity on us and bless us. May he let his face shine upon us. So may your way be known upon the earth among all nations, your salvation. So God, let all the nations praise you. May all the nations be glad and exult because you rule the peoples in equity, the nations on the earth you guide. O God, let all the nations praise you. May the peoples praise you, O God. May all the peoples praise you. May God bless us, and may all the ends of the earth fear him. O God, let all the nations praise you. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Jesus cried out and said, "Whoever believes in me believes not only in me, but also in the one who sent me. And whoever sees me sees the one who sent me. I came into the world as light, so that everyone who believes in me might not remain in darkness. And if anyone hears my words and does not observe them, I do not condemn him, for I did not come to condemn the world, but to save it. Whoever rejects me and does not accept my words has something to judge them, something to judge him, the word that I spoke. It will condemn him on the last day, because I did not speak on my own, but the Father who sent me commanded me what to say and speak. And now I know that his commandment is eternal life. So what I say as the Father told me." The Gospel of the Lord. And so again, Jesus says he's come to bring light to the darkness. So that's the darkness of our own hearts. You know, light and darkness, it doesn't mix, right? It just doesn't mix. If no matter how dark a place is, if you light a match, you light a candle, the light is always more powerful and conquers the darkness. And so when Christ comes into our heart, he conquers the darkness. If we truly let the person of Christ inside of us, it's more than just the teaching of Christ, it's the person of Christ. He is the light. He didn't say, "My teaching is the light," though it is, because it's part of him, but it's Jesus the person. So when you and I receive communion today, physically or spiritually, we're letting the person of Christ come into us and scatter the darkness and conquer the darkness. His light is stronger than your darkness. But then what this light needs to do is transform us so we're no longer in darkness, and then we bring this same light, which is the person of Christ, to the world, the people around us. We bring the light to others to scatter their darkness. We're not here, as Jesus says, to condemn, but to save. And you won't save, I won't save, but boy, we like to condemn. If we can't save, we cannot condemn either. We bring Christ, and Christ conquers others' darkness, and he saves them if they respond, like we must respond. So respond. Let his light come in you and conquer the darkness inside. May you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let us